Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 690, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, a very happy Friday to you, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. I always like to say that health and wellness are my passions, but not only that, I like to make sure that I give you accurate information. So when I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually faculty at three institutions. I'm the Department Chair of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I hold two other faculty positions. I spend most of my time as Assistant Professor and Department Chair of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California. I've published research, and I've also been quoted in over 100 media outlets. All right, enough about me. Let's get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi there. Yes, my question is, every time I go to the gym for a workout with some cardio and strength training, I find I always get run down like a cold the next day. Why is that? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Jennifer. There could be a number of reasons why you may feel like you're coming down with a cold or worse after a workout, particularly after participating in some resistance training. But some of it may have nothing to do with the workout at all. It's possible that your body may have been fighting something off in the days leading up to the workout. The type of workout may also play a role. For example, anytime you experience muscle soreness, the body's immune system has become activated to try and repair those sore muscles. And anytime the immune system becomes activated, you may feel fatigued or like you're coming down with a cold or the flu. Now, since I'm already kind of talking about it, let me discuss this type of workout thing a little bit further. Researchers are discovering that the immune system takes a slight dip after performing high-intensity interval training specifically. This means that the immune system may not function as well immediately after this type of activity. Luckily, this is temporary. But say your body was fighting something off before you performed your sprints or your CrossFit workout. It's possible that if the timing is just right, that bug may take advantage of the fact that your immune system is temporarily hindered and then cause you to feel under the weather. But before you swear off high-intensity interval training altogether, know that this drop in your immune system's effectiveness, again, is temporary. In fact, these same researchers have found that after this time has passed, high-intensity interval training may actually lead to the immune system having a rebound effect and making it even stronger than it was before. Now, there's another potential reason why you may feel out of sorts after a workout, particularly after high-intensity interval training and even resistance training. Let me explain. Imagine you're sprinting really hard across a field. Besides your heart feeling like it wants to explode, at some point your legs will start to feel like they're on fire. This burning sensation is caused by the buildup of lactic acid, also called lactate. When we perform high-intensity exercises like sprints or high-intensity interval training, and particularly when we lift weights, we can experience lactic acid buildup. Now, in addition to this lactic acid buildup, our muscles may feel sore because they've been actually torn up a bit. Now, don't get me wrong, so long as these muscle tears are minor and not permanent, the body will repair them. In fact, when the body repairs these small muscle tears, the muscle actually gets larger. But this process takes a slight toll on the body. Our immune system gets activated to help make these repairs to our muscles. And like I said, if the immune system begins to wake up, we may start to feel like we're coming down with something. I should also mention that if you do experience soreness after a workout, hydration is super important. This is because some of the byproducts of muscle soreness can cause damage to other organs like the kidneys. When some folks hear about this, they misinterpret what I'm saying and they think that they should never, ever work out to the point where they feel sore the next day. But that's not what I'm saying. Instead, if you do feel sore, it's okay. Just be sure to pay more attention to your water intake. This will help the body flush out some of those byproducts. Stretching after a workout can also help remove these byproducts, which is why I strongly recommend stretching too. Oh, and it's also a good idea to gently work some of those sore muscles through some gentle stretching or even a light workout the next day. The advantage is it will bring blood that's rich in oxygen and rich in nutrients to these sore muscles and help them repair faster.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thank you again for the question, Jennifer. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.